round pick. But first, it's the Observation Deck with Gordon. Brought to us by McDonald's, Man's Best Friend, TexasLending.com, and Potbelly Sandwich Works.
All right, I have some super exclusive secret audio that is publicly available on the internet. And one of them, this is not my favorite new song in the world, but I don't think it's such a bad song. Katy Perry, did you hear what she sang the other day?
Not the Star Spangled Banner.
Sold out crowd.
Friday?
Well, how did you guess it, Craig?
Did she really?
Yes, she did. And why is it... What happened to it? I had it up here, and now I can't find it.
Mac problems, sounds
no,
like.
No, it's not Mac problems.
I'm having those.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Y'all talk to yourselves about stuff.
How'd you know she did that? You just guessed?
Yeah, I just guessed.
No. Yeah, you're a killjoy.
Okay. Well, you asked for our guess.
Why is everything on a Mac so small? Why is all
it's
the
not.
Print
just
so unbelievably
just stop
small?
Stop it. Mm-hmm. Just... That's not how I want you to fill time bagging on my favorite computer choice. All right, pull it up, Jer.
You know why? Because all magical things happen on a Friday.
No way.
Great lyrics right there. We so excited.
I look down here at my trunk.
What's
your
name?
My scars say that
I'm sorry. What's happening?
My heart.
I'm sorry.
Everything.
What's going on?
Okay, this is not Mac. This is the internet. God, that defeats me so much when you're playing something on a screen and then one of the ads on the screen starts playing their own audio. Which just happened. All right, we'll reset, and I'll play you this song. This will cleanse the palate. This is my new favorite song of all time. It looks like it was filmed in the 80s. It's called New Thang. N-U-T-H-A-N-G. New Thang.
Bye.
I don't know this little kid's name, and there's no doubt he wishes this had never gotten on YouTube. But he appears on what looks like a Christian cable access show. And the rap song, I think it's supposed to be rap.
If it's the one I'm thinking of, it's by DC Talk, a Christian rap group.
There's no way this kid is DC Talk.
Originally.
Okay.
So it's not his song, it's DC Talk's song.
This is a cover, perhaps, of DC Talk's New Thang. All right, now listen to this. He gets caught in loops, and he's trying to dance at the same time, so he gets out of breath voice.
How old is this kid?
This kid looks like he's about 10, and he's wearing acid wash jeans that look pegged, and all kinds of mess is going on.
Get always donut. God is doing a new thing. Get always donut. God is doing a new thing. You know he's doing it. Who's doing it? He's doing a new thing.
He's
doing it. Yo, who's doing it?
He's wearing a purple shirt that says Jesus is Lord. It's a little too tight.
My God is doing a brand new thing. Since time began, he remains the same. Faithful, committed to his word and silent. A cornerstone I stirred. I look down through the ages and you will find God doesn't change, but he knows the time. From harp, piano, to song, to rap, you know. God's with us, so we cannot lack us. So God is doing a new thing in our lives, Lord. We're doing a new thing through Jesus Christ.
A white kid or a black
doing a new
white
thing
kid.
Through our music.
Extremely white, can't
we're
you hear?
We're doing a new thing so he can use it. God choosing this
white
music,
I'm
coming strong. Michael Clancy's y'all singing this song.
Why? You're interrupting his flow.
No. I just want to know the background here. Is this the new thing is rap? Is that God's new thing? He hadn't changed through time.
Yeah,
he
he's eternal, so I don't get. He's the unchanging God, so I'm not exactly
but
sure
he's
what
making
he's doing.
An exception for rap.
For rap.
For Christian rap.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
In all of God's history, he's never changed.
Nothing.
Except now he's doing a new thing In the 80s, he was doing a new thing, rap. Okay. I think even God bailed on that genre after a while, though.
To make it think, talk about the way that you live, and that you know Christ is the one who will give peace in your heart, a new start. Call on the Lord and he'll do his part. A brand new thing to your raggedy walk, he might just match it up to that big old talk. God is doing a new thing in our lives, so we're doing a new thing through Jesus. Cry out, God's doing a new thing through our music. We're doing a new thing so he can use it. Oh, yeah. Hit me. You know he's doing it. Who's doing it? God is doing a new thing. You know he's doing it. Yo, who's doing
so
it? God
now.
Is doing a new thing. You know he's doing it.
I hope
he's doing the backup singer's part.
God is doing a new thing. You know he's doing it.
Osama is locked in a cell in hell having to listen to this.
I'm here to boast. I'm rapping about Christ, yo. He is a dope. So loud and proud of the guy I serve. Try to take you with a hook. You got nerve. Christ is the reason for my gold plans. He's a
I'm sorry, George. The song is not over yet. But I will accept your questions now.
Will this song ever make it in a, say, a Methodist hymnal?
Oh, my God.
With the same
God
variable tempo.
God is doing a new thing.
Will Katy Perry ever do that song?
No.
Is that Friday. Song, is that big on the internet? Like, does it have a billion hits?
It's going crazy.
Yeah, it's, there's a lot, it's got, now this is just the YouTube version that I'm seeing. Of course, there's several versions that people have uploaded. But this one's got over 300,000 hits, 2,600 likes, 471 dislikes. The tags on it are funny rap, freestyle, embarrassing rap, and terrible rapping. So those are some of the search terms you can use.
He's a little kid, though. How did that go viral? Who put that out there?
You know, and this is the tricky thing that I think parents have to grapple with in today's day and age. Now, they should have grapple with it. They didn't know about the internet back then. So it's like, let the kid do it. It'll be done and no one ever remember it.
Right.
But in today's day and age, how do you counsel your kid when he wants to do something like this and you're going, hey, look, I have a little bit more of a 30,000 foot perspective on this. You're not doing it.
You're not that good.
Do you let them do
you
it?
Say they're...
And
I think it's a really tricky question these days.
It is, because if you're like this kid and you do it and it's awful, and then you go online to see the reaction and you see people ripping you to shreds.
Yes. I mean, doesn't that damage your confidence permanently?
Well, can't you just have them record it or whatever, but you don't put it out there? You just tell them, hey, let's just keep this in the DVD player at home.
Because the kids want to upload it.
Yeah, all my friends are out there. They've all got videos on YouTube.
Yeah, but, you know...
What, Dad, do you not believe in my talent?
Oh, son, I think you're great.
Okay, then let's share it. I mean, I think that this could be really big.
Yeah, let's just share it with Grandma.
Come on. Listen, Dad. Perhaps you haven't heard me sing.
No,
I've heard it. Such a maddening song. I've only known of it for 3 minutes, and it's driven me insane.
But thank God, we're doing brand new things. God is doing a new thing in our lives, so we're doing a new thing through Jesus Christ. God is doing a new thing through our music. We're doing a new thing so he can use it.
But then he just stands uncomfortably smiling at the camera.
We do a Partridge Family fade out there.
See, one of his problems with the breath control thing is he attempted to execute the running man several times during this. And that's when you hear the mic kind of fall away for a little bit.
I mean, look what all he's doing, though. He's doing lead vocals, backup vocals, and dancing.
Yeah.
And a new thing.
And a new thing, yeah. Yeah, so what do you do? Do you counsel your kid, hey, look, I need to break this to you now before the world does. You suck. Okay?
No, you can't tell them that.
Well, then what are you going to do?
You just have to say, I think what you're doing is really good. It's a good first attempt. But you have to understand, when you put this stuff up on the internet, some people aren't going to be very nice about it. So let's just keep it amongst friends and family, and let's not put it up on YouTube.
And this guy, he's got to be in his 20s now. 30s, even, because this video looks like it's kind of old.
That song came out in the 90s.
Early 90s, like, right?
Yeah, early mid-90s, yeah.
This kid's still wearing acid wash jeans then?
I thought you meant the video looked like it was from the 80s or 90s, but that it was modern day. So it really is old.
Well, I'm thinking that it's old. But this kid's got to be in his 20s, and the thing's blowing up online. And so every job interview he's got to watch this. He's the God is doing a new thing person for the rest of his life. That's the way the world has changed.
So anyway, our firm has been around for 80 years. Wait a minute.
Hey, wait. Jason. Hey, Jason, here's the guy, the kid with the doing the new thing. You know, the out of breath. Hey, do some of it. Do some of it. Do it out of breath like you did it on the video.
And do both parts.
Listen, really, I've really tried to move on now, and I'm really dedicated to a career in accounting. And come on. Hey, in the cubicle, did you know he's the guy? The guy with the new thing? The out of breath kid?
Hey, this kid didn't grow up to be Skittles, the Christian rapper from Arkansas that we had on a couple times.
No, and you know, I think Skittles has been scrubbed from the internet, and I really felt bad about Skittles. Skittles we found, and we loved Skittles and played Skittles.
He got it handed to
for a few days.
Boy, did he.
And he, I think, wasn't it Skittles? Didn't he email me himself?
Yeah.
And fled to cease and desist.
Said, please, you know, and we stopped playing it and all that kind of stuff.
Hey, there's Skittles
rapper,
in there!
Right?
Huh?
He was a Christian rapper, right?
He was a Christian rapper, and
Skittles.
Great, Skittles. Great name for a Christian rapper.
It's not the most intimidating rap name.
No, you can't be from the hood and
Skittles.
And be called Skittles.
Skittles. So, yeah, we ceased and desisted.
So there's no trace of him anymore?
Skittles?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think so. I think I did a search for him, and I couldn't find him when I checked for him again.
They took it all down?
Oh, he took it all down. It all came down.
No, there's SkittlesRap.com.
Real? Oh, he's embraced it? After he made me stop?
High Voltage Kids Ministry.
See?
Why does it have to be High Voltage?
He's got to amp it up.
Skittles the Christian Rapper. Oh, this is on the Unticket. They have the audio. That was back from February of 04 is when they had that. All right, do we dare play Skittles
just
again?
Just like 5 seconds of it.
They sent me this website of a rapper named Skittles. Christian, well, this is his lead
rock. I'm going forward here.
There's Leon. Oh, it's not Skittles. All right, here we go. Let's take a listen to Skittles. This is called
how lo-fi this recording is.
I pray that one day the lost will be found and they will be brought to you so you can forgive them for their sins. I pray that one day I can come before your eyes and see what lies ahead, because I pray that one day no one will be lost, because Jesus paid the cost for all of us to live and we need to give him praise. I pray that one day all hands will be raised and no one will be left out, because I pray that one day the truth will be told and everyone will hold a key to your gate, to your kingdom, O Lord. Every night, every day, I will pray, and peace will come, freedom will reign. Every night, every day, I will pray, and the lost will be saved, and the saved will sing.
Okay, that is what... That's what someone is lazily singing as they're waving a gun at you as you're sitting on the floor hoping to be released, knowing you're not going to be.
You're not good.
Oh, my God.
All right, that's good stuff. Thank you, Gordo.